New Perspectives, in partnership with Live and Local, present Alford Stories, a podcast which takes a trip around this historic market town called Alford, collecting tales from the people and places on the edge of the Lincolnshire Wolds, just 7 miles from the east coast. Episode 1, Tales from the A1028, Skegness to Alford.
So there's a house on South Street in Alford, and it's known as the Sycamores because there used to be a really, really big tall sycamore tree out the front, which unfortunately they took down a few years ago. I think it was because it got to the point that it was dangerous. But I met a lady the other week, and her family had owned it previously, prior to it being a care home. Her family had owned the property, and I can't remember if it was her grandmother or her great-grandmother used to work at the Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Alford, and she actually died in the property in one of the upstairs bedrooms. I always knew that from when I worked there. And there was also a story, and I think it was prior to her family having it, because it's kind of a Georgian type place. It was a story of somebody apparently hanging themselves somewhere near the front stairway. And there's also a cellar in the property that she remembers that's now, because I've been in there sort of working, and it's now blocked off. And the property used to own the paddock at the back behind where the flats were built about 14 years ago. And she said she used to keep a little pony in the back field there. Yeah, that's about what I mean. You definitely sort of, you know, it was definitely, I was already told that the lady that worked at the school had died there, apparently sat in a chair. It's apparently one of the upstairs bedrooms, but there is quite a spooky sort of feel to that house. I mean, some of the staff used to report things like seeing chairs move and things like that. I actually never saw or heard anything, but you did definitely sort of get feelings in that house that something was a bit, you know, it's easy to sort of, it's easy when you work in nights, isn't it, for your mind to sort of like play tricks on you, but it definitely is an old building with a real feeling to it. Yeah, so the land from Gumby Roundabout back there all the way to Skegness used to belong to the Massingbird family. And going back I can't remember how many hundred of years ago. I know their name comes from the Viking, and there's a lot of Viking heritage around Skegness because the name Skegness comes from the Viking, of it being either a bearded shaped headland or the headland of the bearded Viking. Nobody's quite sure. So the name Massingbird has a Viking heritage. And so I can't remember, but it's a Georgian place, Gumby, so it's sort of, it's got links with Tennyson as well. Tennyson went out with one of the daughters of the family, or a family connected with, or something. I can't remember who it was that Tennyson was around this area, and he went out with somebody to do with, he had a relationship with somebody to do with the house. But there was a I think it was Algernon. There was a naughty Algernon or something in the family, and he was in the Navy, and he gambled and drank a lot of the estate away. So a lot of the land then, sort of in the Victorian times, a lot of the land between Gumby and the seaside, Skegness, was sold to the Earl of Scarborough, who then developed it as sort of like a family seaside sort of place. So that's sort of a bit sort of how Skegness came to be sort of a seaside town in a way, because of the Earl of Scarborough coming in and buying it and developing it as that. So a lot of that land that had belonged to Gumby was sold because of his debts and everything. And he actually, I think he actually disappeared. I think nobody could actually find him. I think he disappeared at one point because of his debts and things like that. So nobody's quite sure when or where he died or where he is. And then one of the other members of the family took it on for a generation or two. And then the RAF were wanting to demolish it, and it was something to do with a runway or a route for planes to come out from one of the many RAF bases around here. But the family then decided if they gave it the whole thing to the, if they gifted it to the National Trust, it would stop the RAF doing that. So they very cleverly, that's what they did. Otherwise, Gumby Hall would have been completely demolished. And it's a real shame.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting place. If you get the chance to go there, because it would be National Trust, there are some people there that are sort of guides and things like that, that actually sort of know things quite often. You can go different times and hear different things because different people there have got different knowledge and things of the area. So every time you go there, you sort of learn something different from the people that volunteer their time there. But it's a really interesting place. I like that the National Trust do that they have people to sort of guide you and things. There's some interesting collections there and there's some nice paintings. There was a lady there and she was very much sort of into sort of liberation and things. She was quite of a political kind of mind, and she used to like hold sort of political meetings and things. They used to have there's a pond where they used to have an ice house before we used to have the refrigerators and things. They had like a special area with a pond and things that they used to try and keep the ice and things so they could have refrigeration and all that. But it's really, really interesting place if you get the chance to go and have a look. There's some really interesting things there. The Dyson family have quite a lot of land around this area as well, and there's a church at the back of Gumby Hall, and the Dyson that invented the Dyson Hoover, he's buried down in that church, down in the churchyard. Yeah, the beeswax farms around this area, they belong to the Dyson family. If you ride around, you'll see some of the farms, some of the land belongs to this beeswax group, and they're the Dyson. The Dyson that invented the Dyson Hoover, he's at Gumby in the churchyard. Yeah, everybody's an interesting character in some respects because they've all got their own story, haven't they? Leakage is an odd place because you quite often find that a lot of the people have sort of moved to the area. You'll find that a lot of the people haven't sort of been here all that long. There's all the sort of where the railway used to be around the area as well, of course, because we used to have the station house up here until it was all the railway line. You'd have been able to get the train. You'd have just been able to get the train carried on from Skegness, gone up sort of through a Weltnamar, Gumby Weltnamar sort of area, come up through Willoughby and come up and got off the train here at Alford.
Was that closed in the late 60s?
It's about the early 70s. One of the, somebody in Parliament decided to shut it off. So it used to go carry on all the way up Mablethorpe, Louth, all the way up to sort of Grimsby. Would have been brilliant, wouldn't it? You could have got just about anywhere in Lincolnshire on the train, just hopped on with your bike and cycled the last bit.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people have said, that Alford's quite closed up.
No, we're a bit sort of trapped in between Mablethorpe, Skegness, Louth, and it just gets a bit lost. No, not this one, next one. I'll show you the Sycamores anyway, where it is. So that one's the Sycamores behind this hedge here. That one there with the little stables and things in the yard and things, and then those flats at the back. That's where the field used to be at the back. Yeah, so it used to have the big sycamore tree at the front, and I think it was because it was dangerous they had to take it down.
Tales from the A1028, Skegness to Alford, featured Sarah Fairfield of Ace Taxis in conversation with Jane Williams, with sound design by Adam P. McCready. Alford Stories is produced by New Perspectives Theatre Company in partnership with Ligon Local, supported using public funding from Arts Council England.